Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate at sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly cloudy, with a high of 77, at 67 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His bid for re-election over, President Biden takes to the nation's airwaves tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
This speech is going to be about his decision to drop out of this race and why he did that, as well as his plans for the rest of his term. A source close to the president tells me that he's been working on this speech for the past day and huddling with his speechwriting team at the White House. I'm told that this speech is going to be emotional and coming from the president's heart.
ABC's Selena Wang. Leaving behind the Gaza war and a major corruption case, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington to address a joint meeting of Congress. He'll also huddle with the president, Vice President Harris, and former President Trump. Already imprisoned for defying a congressional subpoena, Trump ally Steve Bannon faces a new trial, this one set for December 9th on charges of scamming donors in the bogus border wall scheme. This is ABC News. After a year-long investigation, AASA produced the arrest of a Chinese national charged with importing the ingredients in fentanyl, making purchasing street drugs highly risky.
The Percocet or Adderall tablet sold on the street of your town might not be what it seems.
That pill was manufactured in Mexico using precursors that were imported from China and laced with fentanyl.
U.S. Attorney Alamdar Hamdani says 2.2 tons of the precursor chemicals were intercepted at Laredo, Texas, and traced to 48-year-old Minsu Feng, who's now been indicted and charged. Hamdani says it's one of the biggest seizures of fentanyl precursor chemicals in U.S. history. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Whale versus fishing boat. In no contest. Just off New Hampshire's Otiornes Point State Park, the whale breached right under a 23-footer, capsizing it. Both occupants rescued by a nearby boater. They weren't hurt. The whale appeared not to be injured. The boat salvaged, too. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. As I am preparing this article to record for Life Tracks, my wife is patiently waiting for me to take her shopping in Madison. We like to shop locally in Richland Center as much as possible, but sometimes you just need to get out of Dodge. One of the places we shop at anytime we're in Madison is Costco. If I said that Costco has everything we need, it would be less than truthful. It is interesting, however, the items you're able to purchase there in massive quantities. We Americans think we must be fully satisfied at all times. We want the latest and greatest, yet we'll never be satisfied with stuff and things. In teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus gave us what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. In it, Jesus taught us to pray for everything we need, everything that can fully satisfy. This model prayer contains praise and adoration first and foremost. Then it urges us to pray for our daily needs, for forgiveness, for protection and deliverance from evil. While this is not word for word what Scripture records Jesus teaching, this is what we pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we also have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Hi, Alcamico, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, tracking a couple of showers down through Iowa and northern Illinois, but they're all moving away from us, and dry high pressure over southern Canada will build in, bringing us at least some partial sun by midday, and plenty of sunshine coming up tomorrow, Friday into Saturday. Should be a great stretch of summer weather with nice low humidity and mild temperatures. It will get increasingly warm, though, as the weekend goes on, thanks to an increase south wind across the Midwest, turning more humid by Sunday as well. Now, there will be a weak disturbance coming through the area Sunday, could trigger a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and that system will still be near us Monday, so a bit unsettled. Otherwise, it'll stay very warm and humid for a good chunk of next week. That forecast for today, mostly cloudy in the morning, then more sun developing and turning less humid as we get toward the afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 70s. North and northeast wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, some scattered fog, low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early. Otherwise, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 80, wind variable close to 5. Thursday night, mainly clear with patchy fog, low 56. Friday should be another great summer day with sunshine and tolerable humidity, high near 82. As we head into Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low at 60, high about 86. Sunday, more clouds and sun, breezy and humid, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 66 with a high of 85. Monday, partly sunny, hot and humid, scattered thunderstorms possible, low 68 with a high near 89 degrees. Tuesday, mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, lows in the upper 60s with a high near 90. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
67 with partly sunny, kind of a hazy sunshine. Yesterday, high of 79 was reached, and we reached also right around an inch of rain. Most of it coming yesterday morning, another light shower in the early evening last night. The morning low has been 64. The record high for July 24th goes back to the year of 1953, 102 degrees. Record low 48 in 1940. Last year's high was 87 and the low 59. Sunset will happen at 8:32 this evening. Sunrise time will be at tomorrow morning's time of 5:44. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.13. No precipitation today. We're up from the overnight low of 64. It is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some volleyball camp opportunities and also details on a Brewer win over the Cubs by a final of 1-0 last night.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There are opportunities for area youth volleyball players up through high school age, and head coach of the Richland Center Hornets, Jamie Johnson, spells that out for us.
On July 30th, we're doing a free clinic for 2nd through 6th graders. It's part of our Hornet Attack Pack program that we started last year. Just want to get the word out. And the Hornet Attack Pack would be more later in August, but it's just a free clinic. We'll have some players from the high school, our freshmen through seniors, there'll be some there to work with the kids. So that'll run from 9 to 10:30 on July 30th. Again, it's free to anybody in the Richland School District. That is the one caveat. You be part of the Richland School District. But they'll be available there and just learn some basic skills, introduction to the sport. We've got the small or lighter volleyballs, so those are a great opportunity for that. And then we also have, just want to put out to the word, Ithaca's running a camp this year. You're talking about camps. Ithaca's running one August 6th through the 9th. And that's from 4 to 5:30 for their middle school age. And I'll be running the Ithaca's camp this year for them. And from 6 to 8 for the high school. And that's in August 6th through the 9th. Richland Center's camp, we run here. And that's in the brochure, in the park brochure. And you can contact me. But it's also on our Richland Center Facebook page or the Hornet Volleyball page. That's August 12th through the 15th. And we have grades 2 through 5, 6 through 8. And then we have our high school session in the afternoon, 1:30 to 4. We've got an old alum, Carrie Lewis. Everyone knows around her in the area. She's been an assistant with SOC and some other great programs, and kind of gets involved with Madtown club ball. And so she's going to be working the first 2 days, and her former head coach, Amy Schlegen, is going to be running Wednesday for us. I'm really excited about that. She's taken two different schools to state. And I would love to get her for more, but she's a hot commodity, one of the local gurus around here. And then Craig Baseman, again, popping back, who ran our camp last year from Royal, former Royal coach, and just an outstanding program. So it's nice that we have an opportunity for that, our girls to experience some different voices, different techniques, and just kind of a tune-up, getting ready for our season. Speaking of tune-up for our season, we also have our preseason meeting that we'd like to get the word out on to. It's going to be July 31st for Richland Center High School Volleyball. It's not the middle school, but the high school. It'll be 5:30, start at the Commons. If the athletes cannot make it, the parent and athlete needs to make up a time and to be there, ideally before tryouts. So we want to have it a little bit earlier this year so we make sure everybody gets their impact testing done, physicals in, waivers, all that stuff, get that information out, even kind of start to do some of the fundraising opportunities too. And then we start, all the schools around the area start August 19th. It's a little bit later start date, but we'll be, you know, doing our tryouts that week. We've got a huge number signed up in the spring, so we're looking forward to that. And we'll be, you know, running our tryouts later in the evening that first week there, starting from 5 to 8, you know, on the 19th. So a lot of dates for you, you know, with that, but just a lot of great volleyball opportunities in the area.
That's Jamie Johnson. You can check out more at the Richland Center Hornet volleyball page, the Richland Center School District, and contact Coach Jamie Johnson for more info. In other local sports, in baseball from the summer leagues last night, Ithaca was a winner over Richland Center 10-0, the final score. Three hits for Sammy Clary in the game, and two for Isaac Fargent led the way. Sammy Clary and Devin Iam pitched for the Ithaca Bulldogs last night. Some other action on the local scene, the Simon Sharks swim team were back in action in a triangular in Prairie du Chien versus the Waterhawks in Lancaster as well. Rain delayed the meet, but swimming was eventually able to continue, and the Sharks swam to a third-place finish. The Sharks stuck with their theme for the season, small but mighty. Due to low numbers, many relay teams had swimmers step up to swim twice. The 9 and 10 girls relay team of Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, and Morgan Worthington won both the medley and freestyle relays. Additional first place finishes were earned by Lauren Chambers in the backstroke, Ben Bosworth in the butterfly and 100 individual medley, James Waterfall in the breaststroke, Moray Wright in the breaststroke, Kaylin Burns in the 100 individual medley, and Lucian Hamlin in the 200 individual medley. Rookies Zaylee Kalman, Emmerich Kalman, and Audrey Waterfall, along with Annabelle Olson and Ronan Ringelstetter, have all shown great improvement through the season and placed well for the Sharks. The team will travel to Dodgeville Thursday night for a rescheduled meet, and the season will conclude this Saturday in Mineral Point with a six-team conference meet. In Church League softball action Tuesday night, Church of the Nazarene made it 10 wins in a row, shutting out Boscobel Assembly of God 16-0. Caden Thompson was 2-for-3 with a home run. Also, Dustin had a home run. Seven other players had multiple hits. The Mission holds on to second place, topping Free Methodist 21-4. Quinn Tidrick was 5-for-5 on the night, hitting for the cycle. Jamie Johnson was 4-for-4 as well. Free Methodist was led by Nathan Phillips, who was 3-for-3 with a double. Adam Burns also added a double. St. Mary's outscored Richland Baptist Temple 2-17-13 on the strength of an 11-run sixth inning. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 handled Bethel Lutheran 22-4. Makeup games from July 2nd will be played Thursday night on East Diamond at 7. St. Mary's plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. Also at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on Church of the Nazarene. On the West Diamond tomorrow night at 7, Free Methodist will receive a forfeit. And at 8:15, the Mission will play Boscobel Assembly of God. The final games of the regular season will be played on Tuesday night, July 30th. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's webpage, rcchurchleague.com. At Quail Run last night, Tuesday Golf League action, week 13 of the 20-week season. Keith Lang had the top score, 33, including birdies on hole 1, 2, and 6. Neil Mahoney with a 39 was in second. He birdied hole 1. Ken Nix Sr. and Pat Keegan each fired 40s, and Ken had a birdie on hole 2, Pat on hole number 3, Aaron Halverson with a birdie on hole 2 and a 41, a 42 for Brandon Miller, and 43s for Josh Coy, Jason Schultz, and Rod Reitz. Other golfers with holes played under par, Andrew Nitka birdied hole 2, and Rich Barrancott birdied hole 5. Flag prize winners: Aaron Halverson with the closest second shot on hole 2, Craig Huth the longest putt on hole 4, Rich Barrancott had the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6, Jarrett McDonald closest to the pin on hole 7, and Marty Brewer the longest putt on hole number 8. Turning to the state scene, the Brewers' second baseman Bryce Tarang drove in the winning run, the only run in a 1-0 decision over the Cubs last night. It was a great night for pitchers. Colin Ray of Milwaukee worked a strong 5-plus innings. The rivalry game was delayed 85 minutes by rain. Elvis Peguero earned the win in relief, while Trevor Miguel nailed down the save. Overall, though, manager Pat Murphy says the team could have played much better.
Little things we didn't do right offensively. We didn't execute the way we could have. There was a little bit of a force it. You know, young players, sometimes you got to take it out of their hands and just tell them what to do. But they're learning as they go, but we didn't execute the way we could have. And it was just, it's a bunch of teaching moments.
The other news from the game, it's not good. The Brewers' all-star outfielder Christian Yelich left last night's game against the Cubs with what the club called back tightness. Yelich, the designated hitter, was replaced in the sixth after going 0-for-1 and a pair of walks. The Brewers' 2018 MVP and all-star selection actually began the night with a .316 batting average. Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy was asked about possible injury.
My thoughts... those are my thoughts.
How concerning just that it's been a while?
Concerning.
IL situation?
Could be.
Pat Murphy talking about the fact that it could be a while. Former Brewer manager and current Cub manager talked about what the Cubs did not do.
Two out rallies for the most part. You know, we never got to guy to third with less than two outs. And, you know, there were just a couple rallies, but all with two outs. And just, you know, overall, obviously, when you... You know, I think we had five at-bats with runners in scoring position, just not a lot of pressure tonight.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals won 2-1 over Pittsburgh. San Diego 4-0 over Washington. Cincinnati and Atlanta postponed. The Dodgers 5-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 5-4 over Detroit. Tampa Bay 4, Toronto 2. Texas 3-2 over the White Sox. The Angels 5, Seattle 1. Oakland 8-2 over Houston. In interleague play, Miami 6, Baltimore 3. The Mets 3-2 over the Yankees. Philadelphia 3, Minnesota nothing. Arizona 6, Kansas City 2. Boston 6-0 over Colorado. Granted, the starting quarterback was not on the field, but the Packers' defense walked off to the locker room Tuesday while the offense did push-ups. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary sacked the quarterback 3 times in 4 plays, and safeties Anthony Johnson Jr. and Evan Williams batted down some passes and picked off others. Green Bay ranked just 23rd out of 30 teams last season in pass defense and was next to last in interceptions. That means there's still a lot of work to be done before the season opener in Brazil. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Looking for unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents, vinyl records for $1, CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Come and shop where your dollars go further and also help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
WRCO 100.9.
Someone asked me once in an interview, what was growing up like? Where'd you go to school and what would you do if you weren't doing this? I'd be driving my first car in a worn out Dodge, trying to make rent with a dead end job, just making do. Tips in a jar, my guitar in an old bar stool. I'd have a Friday night crowd in the palm of my hand, couple brown liquor, couple buddies in the band, singing them same damn songs like I am now. I'd be feeling on fire on a hardwood stage. In the day, who was burning CDs just to give away, paying his dues. If I wasn't doing this, five deep in a van, head full of steam, hot on the heels of my neon dreams, maybe coming true. Living this life just like I was born. You weren't doing that.
Luke Combs on FM 100.9. On a Wednesday, we've kind of lost our sunshine once again. They're promising the sun, developing a little bit later on, and no mention of rain in Tony's recent forecast, but that oftentimes kind of looks like rain. Right now, we're at 67 degrees. The trivia question of the day is coming up. We have some info. We'll have some friends in the studio as well as the morning goes on. Right now, Keith Urban on the radio.
Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two steps. stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Shaboozy on WRCO Radio, getting a little tipsy here this morning here. Joanne, she's getting all wild and it's not even 9 o'clock yet.
If you're looking for seasonal work this fall, why not join the team at Oakwood Fruit Farm? They need full-time apple packers and apple pickers for the 24 harvest season. Enjoy the fresh air, beautiful orchards, and supportive team environment. Apply now and be a part of the apple harvest tradition. Visit oakwoodfruitfarm.com or call them at 608-585-2701. That's oakwoodfruitfarm.com or 608-585-2701. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where great apples grow and great teams work.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Phrase Trucking, Hillsboro Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
20 minutes before 9, making news today, Snoop Dogg will carry the Olympic torch on one of the last legs before the opening ceremony on Friday. Snoop will carry the torch through the St. Denis neighborhood of Paris. He's also a special correspondent for NBC's coverage of the Olympics. Actress Selma Hayek-Pinel carried the torch yesterday. The final torch bearer is still secret. Maybe that's where Hank Bray's been going this week. I don't know. Getting ready to carry the torch. Anyway, what else? Oh, yes, Farm Aid details have been announced. Neil Young expected to play Farm Aid this fall after he called off several dates with Crazy Horse in June. Farm Aid is set for September 21st in Saratoga Springs, New York. Young and Crazy Horse called off several concerts because of lingering illness. Besides Young, Farm Aid's lineup includes the old stalwarts, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews, who have been around for lots of the Farm Aids. And, of course, in the case of Nelson and Mellencamp, they've been there for all of them. Mavis Staples, Nathaniel Radliff, also many others announced and to be announced for Farm Aid coming up on September 21st. It is 8:41. The trivia question of the day is coming up this morning, right after Carrie Underwood.
Smells like my shampoo. That messed up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain. My nail polish on the tailgate. So much sugar left, I bet you must get deja vu. I'm
We'll have special in-studio musical guests coming up a little bit later on today. Jacob Smalley, very talented musician from Missouri. We'll learn his story a little bit later on. Another of our grassroots touring artists coming through the area. So we'll look forward to sharing that with you a little bit later on today. From the WRCO Lost and Found, lost a black with a white tip on the tail border collie and Australian Shepherd mix dog. It is wearing a red collar with tags, lost in the West Side Drive area of Richland Center. The dog answers to Ollie. And the number to call, 563-581-8776. If you can help these folks out, again, 563-581-8776. And now, the trivia question of the day. A chance to win a great prize from Walsh's Ace, our sports sponsor on a Wednesday morning. Sports trivia today. On the current Milwaukee Brewer roster, who is the oldest player? Who is the elder statesman of the current Brewer roster? We'll give you multiple choice. Is it A, Reese Hoskins? Could it be B, Christian Yelich? Or is it C, Colin Ray? Could it be D, Hobie Milner? 608-647-4155.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in.
Jason Aldean. Hey, congratulations to our trivia winner today, Dixie Delcamp. She knew the right answer. On the current Milwaukee roster, who is the oldest player? Well, I think they've nicknamed him Grandpa. That would be Colin Ray, C, 34. The ripe old age of 34. Hobie Milner is 33. Christian Yelich, 32. We had a couple of guesses for Reese Hoskins. He's 31. So Colin Ray, the right answer. And as I was researching that this morning, it kind of surprised me because obviously he's not been around that long with the Brewers, but spent quite a bit of time in the minor leagues and whatnot, and has really kind of stepped up and been a real leader the last couple of years for the Brewers. The pride of Cascade, Iowa. Now, that's where my sister-in-law, Diane, is from. And she told me about Colin Ray some years ago. She said, you guys have a kid in organization from my hometown. And I said, really? I don't know who that is. And I looked it up. And that was back before he became what he is today. And I said, who's this Rhea guy? Because it doesn't look like Ray. I'm sorry, it doesn't. She said, oh, yeah, he's from my hometown. And then we kind of followed his career. Well, obviously, he's really, really coming to his own. And the older statesman of the current Brewer roster at 34. Way to go, Dixie. The winner of our trivia prize today from Walsh's Ace Hardware of Richland Center and Muscadet, an Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
We need more people in Washington, D.C. who are willing to find middle ground with both parties to get things done for workers and families. I'm Katrina Shankland, and that's why I'm running to represent you in Congress. As a state representative, I passed 225 bipartisan laws and got them signed by both Republican and Democratic governors. These were bills to make healthcare more affordable, lower prescription drug costs, and strengthen clean water laws and protect communities from cancer-causing chemicals. That's the kind of experience I'll bring to Washington to start making a difference right away. Because we need to expand abortion rights, grow our economy, and protect our democracy from extremists like radical Derek Van Orden. I'm the only Democrat running in Wisconsin's 3rd District who's ever held public office and passed bills to deliver results. I'm Katrina Shankland, and I approve this message because I'll work with anyone to get things done for you. Paid for by Katrina Shankland for Congress.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
6 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock, and 68 degrees here at WRCO. On our way towards 77 a bit later. Here's Reba. Time coming up, and ABC News at 9, plus some conversation on the morning show today. This is Kenny Chesney.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Catch a girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down.
chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream, paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat, creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms, and put a chain around